The scripture for today is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 29. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes.
Anyway, okay, can you hear me? All right, great. Well, I should put a few things out just to make sure I don't forget. I want to just say thanks again for allowing Regina Christian School to come here and perform, the choir to perform. I appreciate that very much. You know, normally we go on tour. We do some, or the choir does, some church events like this or services like this, but this year we also go on a tour and haven't been able to do that, so we've tried to do two or three more church concerts or sharing. The whole COVID thing has put a damper on a lot of things for sure. So we do appreciate it very much that you let us come out here to share with you. I will tell you that I was volunteered to speak today. I was not asked or presented with the opportunity to say yes or no. So voluntold, yeah. And I am the principal of Regina Christian School, and my wife is the choir director and teaches, I don't know, about eight other things. But having said that, I'm supposed to be the boss. But you know how that goes, right? Anyway, we'll leave it at that for now. So I hope that I can bring something of value to you today and what I believe that God has put on my heart as I started to think and pray about this when I knew we were coming out here. I also want to just say that, you know, John McGregor was here last week. If you were here, don't expect me jumping around up here, okay? Not doing that. I don't think he should do that either, because I think he could break a hip. But I'm just going to leave that at that. He is a pastor, actually, from the church that we attend in Regina. We kind of consider ourselves to be adherents, really, to both Heritage and here, although with the pandemic, that certainly stopped that. So, anyway, just want to talk about the importance of foundation. And each year at Regina Christian School, what we do is we choose a theme for the year. And this year, our theme was based on the importance of building a strong foundation. So important. And I think we really settled on that theme. And I wasn't the greatest part of making that choice, but it always comes to me in the end. And it's kind of like, well, do you think this would work? And so on. I think just because of the pandemic, it seemed to guide us or push us in that direction that we really want to be sure, you know, that we all are cognizant of the fact that we need a strong foundation of faith. Now, if any of you know, you are familiar with building or construction or that. In a previous life, I was actually involved in the construction industry and involved in real estate and real estate sales and selling new homes and so on, particularly new homes for a small custom builder in Regina. And of course, you know, so I'm not a really hands-on tools kind of guy myself, but you get to learn about foundations and, you know, what needs to be done and so on and so forth. And there's different types and different ways to build foundations. But if you really want a building to stand and you want it to be there for a long time, you have to build a really strong foundation, a good foundation. Not something that will, you know, just kind of deteriorate, and in 30 or 40 or 50 years, you've got a building that is falling down. You can build as nice as you want on top of that, but if that foundation is not there, if you don't have that, you're going to have a problem. And I know that we constructed one house in Regina, and the fellow wanted a wood basement. Now, I'm not sure why the guy that I worked for did that for him, but he did. And Regina is not a good place for wood basements. If you know anything about the soil there, it is really shifts, and there's a lot of hydraulic pressure when it takes on water and so on and so forth. And there was nothing but problems with that house, to the point where eventually a house that was probably, 25 years old, because I kind of noticed it, it actually was torn down, was taken right down. It just caved in. And of course, from time to time in Regina, you will see other houses that are being jacked up and new basements are being poured and so on and so forth. So, you know, when Christ talked about this, he was talking about our lives. He was saying, listen, you need to build this strong foundation, and you need to do that by listening to my words. How are we building our lives? That's the question. And, you know, it can look good on top, but if we don't have that strong foundation, if we don't have that anchor where we're really anchored into God's word and knowing who Christ is, then that foundation can easily crumble. Today, especially in our world, I think, there's a lot of things that are coming our direction, and there's a lot of pressure on young people in particular with ideas that are out there. And they're so easily spread through social media and so on that it can just take off like that, and it's like a fire. And so you get all kinds of things happening. And I probably have more knowledge of that than I would normally at my age because of the fact that I'm in a situation where I'm working with young people and so on, and I hear what the teachers are telling me is happening and that. And I really do, I pray often for that, you know, that what we contribute to the lives of our students would help to build that foundation. Obviously, you know, we consider ourselves as Regina Christian School to be just a part of that package. The most important thing is parents and families and church attendance and so on, and being a part of a fellowship community. So, and just as a matter of another example, the building that we're in is quite old. It's on the corner of Albert and 23rd. It was originally a boys' school run by the Catholic Church. It was a tuition-based school. A lot of people went through it. But right now, because of its age, we are having some of that trouble. And part of the building has got a strong foundation on it. It was built on piles because it had been built in different sections. There's another part of the building that was not built that way. It doesn't have that same kind of foundation. It's just not there. We're going to have to do something with it, it appears, because with all of the lack of moisture and so on over the last few years, you know, that, again, talking back to that Regina soil, it's really affected that. And so we got this shifting going on. Not easy to fix on a big building. Costs, well, we had one quote say, yeah, you could probably spend well over $1 million on that if it can't be straightened out properly and so on. So we know, again, the importance of a strong, solid foundation. If you go to Europe, there's buildings there that are hundreds and hundreds of years old who have built on a strong foundation. So as Christians, we need to do that too. As I said, it was referring, you know, to the life, Christ's parable there was referring to our lives and our need to build on a strong foundation. And again, the deeper the foundation, the further you go down, get to that solid rock, the greater the strength of the foundation. So, following Christ's teaching to do what he says and not just hear it, okay? We can't just be oh yes, we do our Bible study or we come to church and so on and so forth, but what are we doing with that? Are we taking that and applying it to our lives? Christ talks about the rain and the wind and the floods in those verses, and you know, he's not saying if these things will come, he's saying when. He's contrasted both of these, wise man and foolish man, and he said when the wind comes, when the rain comes, when the floods come, etc., you're going to see how this all turns out. And so we know that in our lives, trouble does come. Trouble comes. There's just no way around that. Sometimes it's, you know, we're going along really well, everything is good, and there's no problems. And, you know, it's, you know, fairly easy to sail along that way and sort of compartmentalize our Christianity, for that matter, just to sort of say, well, I do that on Sunday and I've got a Bible study or what have you, but, you know, everything else, I'm really focusing on this and this and this, without bringing Christ into everything, every part of our lives. But when those winds and floods and difficult times comes, it could be relationships, it could be a sickness, it could be financial stress, whatever, that's when we have to look and say, where is our foundation? How good is it? How solid is it? If it's solid, we'll get through. If it's not so solid, oftentimes it can erode our faith and we can move on. And maybe I see it, some of my friendships that I developed early on in my Christian walk, and some of those have kind of veered off. And it's sad, it's hurtful. And you just think, well, what happened there? How come? And I think the only thing we can say is, you know, Christ has given us that example. He has talked about how we need to be wise. We need to do what we need to do as Christians. It's not about being chastised or about being guilted or anything like that. He wants the best for us. He wants us to have the best lives that are possible. But also we know sin has entered the world, and as a result of that, you know, we will have situations that will come up. So troubles will come. If our foundation is deep, if it's built on the rock and strong, we will be able to withstand. Just like the wise man's house did. It stood. When it was all over and done with, the foolish man's house was a wreck. On the other hand, the wise man's house was still standing. So how do we do that? What are some of the things that we can do that God would encourage us, or that we know are the right things to do in order to build that strong foundation? Well, first of all, we can decide that we're going to trust that God's word is true. If we leave room for somehow to say, well, is that really true? Was she really born of a virgin? Or was Christ really born of a virgin? And there's some people that go down that path. We do that, we're starting to chip away at that foundation, that what we have been given, what we have been told. So we need to decide to trust God's word and believe that it's true. And once we've done that, then the next thing we need to do is we need to spend time reading, going into it for ourselves, asking God to give us discernment and to open our eyes to those things in Scripture which He's wanting to teach us. If that goes by the wayside, you know, what are we building our foundation on? That's something that is that solid anchor. In addition to that, we need to spend time in prayer. God wants to hear from us. Even if we're upset, it's okay. He's our Father. You know, as my children grew up, they came to me when they were upset. And sometimes they were upset with me. But that was okay. You know, they didn't always like my answers, but at least I was there to listen. And I don't know that we always like God's answers, but He's there for us, and He will guide us through, and we need to trust Him. But when we come to Him in prayer, to converse with Him, to listen for His voice in our lives, but as well to share those things that are on our hearts as well. And he knows them anyway. It doesn't really matter. It's what we do for ourselves, really, to get that out there and to let God start to work and to give us direction, to give us discernment, to give us an understanding, or maybe even hearing just God say, you just have to trust me through this. You just have to trust me. You don't know, my ways are not your ways, but you just have to trust. It's hard, but that's what God calls us to. He also promises he will supply all of our needs in Christ Jesus. Again, we may not know exactly how, when, what, but he will do it. He is faithful. We need to fellowship with others regularly. We need to be part of a church community, and that's been so difficult here this last while with the pandemic. You know, people have, stepped back. We've even seen it, I would say, within our school community. You know, we've had to shift things around and change. And that those connections that were there, that we felt so much as part of the vibrancy of the school, I'm not feeling it quite the same. It's starting to come back, but it's not quite the same yet. So it's so important, even if it's have to do it virtually, we need to be part of that church community. We need to be hearing from our pastors and from our elders and just being a part of that community and knowing that we are connected and that God is there for us. We need to be careful of friendships. Now God is very clear also in his word that, you know, that foundation, again, he tells us, be careful of your friendships. Be careful who you're spending time with and how much time and so on and so forth. They can draw us away from that relationship, that close, close relationship that we have with the Lord, that we need to have with the Lord. Oftentimes, you know, I've heard, well, I'm going to hang out with these guys because I'm going to, you know, share my faith with them. You know, that's really, if that is the truth, it's very well-meaning, but that is a really, it can be a tough situation. Because you know what? It's easy to get dragged down a path that you didn't intend to go down. So be careful of friendships. I tell our students that when I get to speak with them sometime in the office. But they love to come to the office. But, you know, sometimes we're discussing some of their behaviors and so on and start talking about friendships. And, you know, where are you going? What are you doing on, you know, are you in your youth group? Are you spending time? What are you doing here at the school? We've got opportunities, you know, choir, basketball, sports, etc., where you can connect with good, solid Christian guys and girls and have them encourage your faith. And, you know, lots of times I've found that, well, they haven't been really doing that, right? They're hanging out in different places. It's great if you've got somebody that you want to connect and share the gospel with, but I think that has to be very intentional and done in a way that is planned. You know, coffee, two people together discussing those kinds of things, or inviting that person to be part of your group, and so on. We need to be discerning about what we read and listen to. Okay? There's a lot of garbage out there, boy. And again, with social media, all of the different platforms, all of the stuff that's there, you know, it's maybe not as big a problem for older folks, but certainly for those that are younger, it's very easy to get drawn into that. And, you know, it can happen so easily that you click on something and suddenly something comes up that, you know, it has that temptation to let's look further, let's go deeper. So be very, very careful. We need to be very careful what we read, what we listen to, the kind of fellowship and friendships that we have. And above all, I guess, and this isn't an exhaustive list, I would say that we need to maintain that foundation. Okay, that foundation can start to deteriorate. Even if it's a good, solid foundation, it can deteriorate. Our house in Regina has got a crack in the basement. Got to do something about that on the one wall. And we did. Okay? Wasn't anything that we did as far as I know, but it was there and it had to be repaired. So that foundation is, if it's not maintained and not kept up to a certain standard, it will deteriorate, and maybe we'll have a situation where you have to replace the whole basement like they do in some of the homes in Regina. Anyway, that wasn't a very long or perhaps deep message, but I think it's a message that we all need to hear. I'd just like to leave that with you, and once again, I want to thank you, and we pray for Valley Alliance Church, and we enjoy being part of the community here. We have a place out on the lake, and we come out here on most weekends. So we are very thankful for this church community, and very thankful for your willingness to have our choir come here and sing. Again, a Regina Christian School, I certainly would invite any of you to come and drop by if you would like to do that, and that kind of thing. We are, as I said, on the corner of Albert and 23rd in Regina. We do have a school of about 580 students, kindergarten through grade 12. We have another 60 students in our preschool. And there seems to be a desire, we've been growing. And I think that, you know, the reason for that is because I think there's a concern out there for that. Families feel if there's an option, that this is a great option to help with building that foundation and helping it go deep. So anyway, thank you once again very much for letting me speak with you. May God bless you, and I guess we'll turn it over to the choir. So thanks.